Good morning. Rise and shine a Monday morning, and our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. I'm going to read you a statement, Alan. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Vice President Biden is edging closer toward joining the race for president. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Aides to the vice president say it appears to be a matter of when, not if.
Well, you know, you get one chance to grab the golden ring when you're on that merry-go-round. Biden's not getting any younger. He's run a number of times. Obviously, you get a chance to be president of the United States when you've been vice president for this long, and you probably take the chance. We do know that it's going to take a massive effort on his part to collect the money and get the donors. Hillary has a huge lead in all of this. But if you were Biden, what would you do? And if your son had urged you to run on his deathbed, of course. So it makes a certain amount of sense. Just because he comes in doesn't mean he can do it, by the way. He'd be way behind.
Secretary of State John Kerry says now the U.S. will raise the cap on refugees to 100,000 in 2017. This is a major crisis.
David, I think the United States is in an awkward position. We're telling everybody else what to do. We have, of course, had our own problems with immigration and inward immigration, but that's different from a refugee crisis or a political crisis. So if you think about it, and you're Kerry and you're the president, and you're lecturing everybody else and telling them what to do, then you really do have to say that you'll take more. But here's the problem. If you say you're going to take more, then will you take more? Apparently, this country keeps telling everybody that it's going to take people, but we take very few.
We were witness to the news on Friday, Alan, that Preet Bharara has taken over an investigation into the essentially alleged bid rigging in the Buffalo Billions Economic Development Project. The governor responding said he wasn't aware of the investigation.
Well, let me put it this way. This is a huge story. We know it's a huge story, because if you're going to get involved in setting up these huge projects, then who gets the benefits is very important. The newspaper accounts have suggested that contributors to the Cuomo campaign have in fact been winning these contracts. Now there's bidding, but the one thing that is unclear is whether or not the only people who could have won these bids are the people that the Cuomo people wanted them to win. When you're the governor of New York, there are others who do the dirty work. You don't do it. So when the governor says, I was unaware of it, well, people have to judge for themselves.
Some news in the Times this morning, Alan. George W. Bush, President George W. Bush, and here's the headline, made NSA fix after hospital room showdown. Could this kind of a thing have an impact on his brother's run for president?
I don't think so. I mean, I think what happened then is non-understandable to most people. They don't get it. This is a very complicated question as to what our appropriate investigations should be. And I think that the latest Bush is seen as a different kind of person from his brother. So I don't see this as something that will taint him. What might taint him is the idea of his name being Bush, and some people thinking just too many Bushes. But a specific event like that, I don't think is in the cards to be hurtful to Jeb Bush.
Finally, Alan, Pope Francis visiting Cuba at the moment, about to make the trip to the United States. Tuesday through Sunday, he'll visit Washington, Philadelphia, and New York.
Well, there are many of us who really love this guy. I mean, he has really taken the church and said there are some things that we have been doing for all of these years that we don't like, and that portends change. And his openness to many of those changes is something that has really been exemplary for many of us to watch and to see. Look, the church has had its problems. This is the right guy at the right time.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Welcome.